Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotin for Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Tes, and we just finished Simon Hay. Today's shiur is sponsored by Benji Kleidman, the Lunishmas, his parents, Chaim Meir ben Mordechai Levi, and Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. So the Chayyotin now in Simon Vav is going to introduce an interesting caveat in the concept of Psik Resha. So we know that Dabar Shani Miskaben is Mutter, Psik Resha makes it usher, and not only is it usher, but it's going to be chayiv. What about if the person does not want the result to happen, or he's ambivalent, he doesn't really care whether the result happens? Is there a difference between wanting the result, even though it's not his intent, but he's happy with the result, or he doesn't care about the result? What is that halach in that situation? So the Chayyotim says the following, Davka, the habib sikresha, denich olay. This halacha, the psik resha, is going to be chayiv. It's only if it's a psik resha that the person wants. Kagan b'karka sholoi. The nichol esha titzmach. So his example of a psik resha, he gave a person who was washing his hands in his garden or in his field, and the water, which that it's his intent is not to water the ground, but it's inevitable that the ground is going to be watered and that's going to cause plants to grow. But the result is something which is beneficial to him. He wants, it's his land, he wants the plants to grow. If this is taking place in somebody else's field, he doesn't care whether the plants grow or not. So he's not against the benefit. He's just ambivalent. He doesn't care about the benefit. Das Rebbe Poskim al Kaponim Osimir Abonon, Das Orech de Mutter, Kimashen Mechavin. So the Orech says that this situation moves it from being Osir back to being a Dabashen Mechavin, and Allah is that it's Mutter. Other person disagree and say that it's not going to be Mutter, but they agree with the Orech that the fact that it's Lonicholei downgrades it from being chayiv to being potter, but aser. Who was the Aruch? Aruch was a 10th century Talmud Chacham in Rome who wrote a dictionary of words used in Shas. And he, under many of his entries, besides just translating what the word meant, he would proceed to explain the Gemara that the word is coming from, or the concept that the word is coming from. And he would give his explanation, an understanding of this Gemara or of this concept. So the Aruch in two places talks about what's known as Psik Resha. And he says in both of those places that this is only true if the person wants the result to happen, or he's happy with the result. He's not doing it intentionally for that purpose, but it's something which, when it happens, he's interested in the result, but something which he doesn't care about, or even more strongly, if he does not want the result. So then, the halacha of secretion does not apply, and it's going to be mutter according to the Aruch. The poskim would disagree, having multiple gemaras which are mashma that it's going to be usur, even though it's a psik resha, where the person does not care about the result. How do we paskim in this machlokes between the Aruch and the other poskim? The Shulchan Aruch brings the Aruch down as a second opinion. It seems to be the primary opinion is that Psik Resha Lo Nichalei is not going to be mutter. Not like the Aruch, Psik Resha Lo Nichalei is not going to be mutter. What we do need to clarify is there a difference between a Deraisa or a Derabonan. When we're discussing Lo Malacha Deraisa, and you're dealing with potential Chiyuvim of Psik Resha, maybe that's different than the case of a person doing a Malacha or an Isser Derabonan, where even if the person does the Isser, it's only going to be Asur Min Rabbanan. So do we differentiate between Psik Resha, the Lo Nicholei, between a Deraisa or a Derabanan? So for that, we will clarify Be'ez Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.